Second parak of Tzilayim Mishnah Tes. This Mishnah is discussing one of the specific forms of separation between one min and another. The separation is based on the shape of the patch or the field that you want to make out of the different minim. So Haroisa Lasei Sadeh Karachas Karach Mikol Min. Karachas over here means a square patch that he's going to fill with one min, and he wants to have many different minim, many different species growing next to each other, each one in a square patch. So according to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Meir, Oisa Esrim Ve'abo Karachas Leveitzo, the Karachas Leveitz Reiva. He could fit into a field which is the size of a Veitzo, which is 50 amas by 50 amas, 24 patches, and each patch is a base roiva. Base roiva is 1/24. So basically, he's filling up this entire field with patches which are going to be each one a little bit more than 10 by 10 amas. And says Rabbi Meir, a tremendous chiddush, that even though generally you have to have a separation between fields, here, since each one is a square field, it's recognizable that each one is distinct, and therefore you could fill up the entire ear of his base roiva with 24 different meanings. There's a Reva Teich come into Yitz, and then he can plant any min he wants into each square that he has designated. Hoytzer Karachas Echaz Oshtayim. If now we're talking about he didn't plant 24 different squares, but he has a field of wheat, and in that field of wheat he wants to plant Chardel. He wants to plant mustard. So if he had one square of these of Chardel, or two squares of chadol, then he can do that. It's sholosh lo yizra chadol mitnei nira kisdei chadol. You're not a plant a whole soda of chadol within your field of wheat. It looks like a mixture between the two fields, but a small amount of chadol, which generally chadol is planted just as a small little patch of chadol that is submitted because it looks like it's a distinct patch of chadol, and it's surrounded by a field, but the chadol is grown in an unusual fashion, that he's growing a lot of chadol, it looks like he has a whole field of chadol, then he has to separate between the field of chadol and the field of wheat. So all this is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Chachamim Oyim and Chachamim come to disagree on the first point that Rabbi Meir said you could fill up your base cell with 24 different medium. He says the Chachamim say only Teisha Karochos Mutaris Esa Suris, and this is where you're paskin, that you can only have 9 of these patches each one is a little bit more than 10 amas, in a fashion that according to the Rambam there will be a little bit less than 10 amas separation between them. Other Rishonim hold that you have to have a little bit more than 10 amas separation between them, you have to set up in such a fashion. But I'll call upon him, that is a sheet of the Chachomim, in the area of 50 amas by 50 amas you could only have 9 minim in these square patches and not more. If it's made in rows, that we'll see later. We saw a little bit of this before also, that you'll be able to fit in more. Then if you have these square patches, then you can only have 9 in a base. So, Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, Eimah, Filas, Adeh, Beit, Kula, Yatam, Tzeif, Chut, Mikarachas, Achas. Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov says, even if you have a field which is a base Kula, which is 30 soin, it's a very large field, even so, if you're making a square patch, you can only have one of those in the entire field. He does not explain why that is so. As we said before, we hold the Chachomim, that these square patches that are a little bit more than 10 amas by 10 amas, you can only put 9 of them in a base cell, which is 50 amas by 50 amas.